Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
I got to thank Larry on Twitter and everybody else on Twitter who tweets at us during the show. Larry wanted to know how often it turns out that a football coach is the highest paid employee in the state. It's often in most states. If you got a major college football program that is a public institution, football coach is generally the highest paid employee in the state. That was true of our state and still is true of our state. On that note, Bruce Barnum, he is the head football coach at Portland State. Coming off a loss to Washington State, Barnum joining us. Guys, putting up points. You scored points. You're not worried about your offense, are you?
Knock on wood, John. You know, my quarterback's playing well. We're catching. We're pitching and catching well. We haven't been able to run the ball the last 2 weeks. You know, the front seven of both groups kind of took us out of that, made us one-dimensional. But now, if you do make us one-dimensional, chucking and ducking, we're actually pretty damn good at it.
You got Western Oregon at home. This game will take place Saturday. For people who want to see a football game locally, 2:05 kickoff in Hillsboro for the Vikings. What do you know about Western?
Well, first off, the game. You know, I was going to wait till the end, Mr. Canzano, but we got Barney's Beer Garden. I think you said there's over 60,000 listeners last few times we were on here. I got a deal for them. My football alumni first, but anybody, I'm going to add a group each week. This group is going to be anybody that heard me on your show.
Okay.
I'll just say I heard Barney on the John Canzano show.
Okay.
Barney's Beer Garden will be in the end zone. You have to buy your ticket. I'm not buying your ticket, but I'll buy you beer for the entire game.
What?
Yep. Go get them.
All right. So if they say I heard Barney on the BFT, is that good enough, or do they have Is that good enough?
Oh, no. BFT's perfect.
Okay, so you are announcing, let me just get this straight. If people come to the home game on Saturday and they go to the beer garden and say, I heard Barney on the BFT, that's free beer.
I'm buying them beer. I got to get some people. And I don't care if you're watching the Oregon game. Watch on your phone and come to buy a ticket and come to our game. I think you like what you see. It's going to cost me, you know, you just said, I wish I was one of those top paid guys in the state, but I'll take the hit. You know, I make enough to try to do this, and I got to get people to see my kids. I got a good team.
I like that. Give us an idea of Western. Come on, you know, have you scouted them? What do you know about them?
Oh yeah, we have two games on them. Arn Ferguson's their head coach. He's a hell of a coach. You know, he's been there for many moons, 16 plus, I think. You know, you got to admire him. He takes what he has and makes the best of it. I mean, they travel farther than us. He's been in Colorado and Texas the last 2 years, so this probably isn't really an away game for him. But he always comes up with something defensively that makes you, you know, adjust. And he's a good football coach. He runs a good program. They dot the I's and cross the T's, you know.
I love that. You know, is it okay if I tweet out this beer offer, by the way? Because then you're hitting my Twitter audience, not just the radio audience. And I just don't – you might see like 500 people down in the beer garden watching the game.
Beautiful. And like I said, bring your phone. If you're not a Viking supporter yet, bring your phone. Watch your team if they're on the road.
Okay.
You know, and I guarantee you, you're going to hear some screaming, and they're going to have to look up, and they're going to see my quarterback, my defense, Bo Kelly. You know, they'll see something. So, you know, that's fun. I like this team.
Free beer. Offensively, you're not worried. Defensively, what are you worried about, or what do you need to see better?
I love their turnovers. They're playing well. They're getting to the quarterback more than we have in the past. We stopped the big play. We did that. I asked him to do that this week. Because Hawaii, you know, our first game we came out, we gave up some quick ones and got us down too much to catch up. Now we just have tackling. Tackling it seems to be an issue right now. We're doing as much as we can with it to improve it, but we got to wrap up. We can't let the yak. We have to stop the yak yards after the catch.
What did you like about the Washington State game? Did you start better? Did you feel better? Because it was 7-0 at the end of the first. I was tracking your game, and I was like, okay, that's better than last week where they kind of were deer in the headlights. Did you like sort of the approach that you guys had?
Yes, defensively, 3 and out. You know, I didn't like our start offensively. We come out and we, you know, get a first down or two, and then we fumble the football. You know, and I'm like, come on, what are we doing? They had too many short fields, and our defense battled. We finally, you know, rectified that, but then we couldn't finish some drives. You know, and I'll take the I need one call back. I call one fourth down in the third quarter. I would have taken back. But they played well. They were better than us from top to bottom, you know, and it just caught up to us in the end a little bit. We lost another tailbacks, and I actually moved two guys. I moved a tight end and a linebacker to run back this week until I get those other guys back. So, you know, depth hurt us a little bit, you know, as the game went on, as it will in those games. But I was happy with where my defense was at, and honestly, you know, my quarterback really only made one mistake in that game. I said, we got conference starting after Western Oregon. I said, those mistakes right there. I grabbed him as soon as he did it. I said, that mistake has to disappear for us to get to the playoffs.
The mentality of your players, how do you keep them engaged? You know, do they recognize, hey, we just played two programs that have, you know, better resources than we have? You play a Pac-12 school, you play Hawaii playing in the Mountain West. Like, do the kids have that in their minds, or do they feel bad about being 0-2?
Well, they don't want to be 0-2, but they do understand, John, that, you know, this athletic department, they just became the hero. We just funded all sports for the year with those two games, you know. That's in the back end, so you do. You know, you get beat, whatever the score was, but I walked away with over $500,000, and, you know, the track team can go camping now. So that's there. They kind of know they're mature enough now to know how it is, but how do you keep them engaged? That right now, it's taking care of itself, which I think is pretty cool here. This team has got great leadership, and, you know, after the Hawaii, halftime in the Hawaii, we come in and, you know, I had a young guy, they quieted him. You know, say, hey, we need you. We're all in this together, and that's how they feel. I think they know they're pretty good right now, John. I'm expecting great things out of this football team.
You don't have an athletic director right now. Valerie Cleary left. Everybody's looking at football and looking for some momentum out of you guys. Does that put extra pressure on you guys to know that you got to deliver and you got to stay in your cocoon a little bit, or the submarine, or whatever you want to call it?
No, that's always here, John, whether it's with an AD, without an AD, whatever's going on around here, you know. This game has pressure. That's the fun of it, you know. You have to deal with that. It has, what am I trying to say? You're a word man. It has confrontation. I mean, everything's there. And if you love it, I mean, it's great. Guys will respond with or without an athletic director. I don't think that has anything. Linda's doing, you know, a hell of a job. She was at our Washington State game, and the guys are here to play. The pressure's always there in this game, and probably any sport.
Help us get to know one of the guys in your team. You've talked about your defensive back. Talked about your big offensive lineman. Introduce us to somebody else.
Bo Kelly, number 13. You'll see him out there. He's leading the conference right now in catches. He's about as big, tall as your, he might be halfway up to your hip. He's a little slot guy. You know, he doesn't play outside. He's too small of a target, but he's kind of a jitterbug type, and he's playing lights out right now. But he's fun to watch. He ended up high school in Arizona. I knew his dad from Idaho State Day. Wally Kelly just passed a couple years ago, but he's a hell of a football player. He's a wide receiver for us. Bo Kelly, number 13, one in your heart.
5'9", 165 in the slot there. He's got to be able to run.
He does. And 5'9", 165, stretch it. I'd call him a buck 50 probably. You know, right now looking at him, but you know he's become durable. He got in the weight room his last 3-4 years here, and he's doing well right now. It's fun to watch him.
All right, Bo Kelly, go out and root for Bo Kelly. Get free beer. Bruce Barnum with us. Idaho's going to Oregon State. Do you know anything about Idaho? Because Oregon
yes.
State, what they're in, what are they in store for?
Defense. Idaho's defense will be comparable to. You know, probably, honestly, JC, I might rank them higher, better than Hawaii. They're very disciplined. They have a couple guys up front. They have a Mike line. They have a linebacker and a defensive end that'll be playing at the next level. Mike Bresky is a defensive coordinator there. You know, he knows what he's doing. He's good. He's going to study them and know them more than they know themselves, you know, and then he's going to come up with a wrinkle to try to slow you down. I got a lot of respect for Mike Bresky. I think he's that defense. Montana's playing well right now, but that defense they're going to face is probably tops in the Big Sky.
What do you make of the Big Sky teams that were competitive or beat Pac-12 teams? You know, as a conference, are you closing the gap? What's going on there? Is it a year of a pandemic? What do you make of all that?
A couple items. Honestly, I think it started a while ago when they limited scholarships. You know, everybody can have so many. So all of a sudden, Oklahoma couldn't scholarship 130 kids because they don't want them to go elsewhere. When they cut those numbers back, number one, and now the transfer portal has become a way for the FCS, our level, the Big Sky, to get some of your 3, 4, 5 stars that we didn't get out of high school because, you know, you're not playing them enough. And in today's culture, you know, let's jump portal, you know, and beam over to Portland State because I get to play football. You know, the kids, they get tired of the lights, I think, when they're down the depth chart. And, you know, some of them, a lot of them are great football players. So that's evening? That's not a... That evens it out even more.
I like what you're doing at Portland State. I want to see you guys get some W's. I think it starts this weekend with Western. And as you mentioned, often you're kind of out of the part of your schedule that beats your guys up, and you get into the part, you know, where people start to expect you to win games. But how did you come out of that? Did you come out of it healthy?
For the most part, like I said, one tailback, but he's nothing's broke. There were some bangs, but they're all going to be back at some point. I had no season ending, which is huge for both those games. No season ending.
Does that normally happen, or do you normally lose a guy or two here in there?
You know, knock on wood, the only time it was brutal is when we played Washington when they made it to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
That game hurt us. There were several season-ending, one career-ending in that game. They were a hell of a football team. They flew around. They were faster. They struck at all positions. And that was the only one I've had that, you know, was a I'm like, what are we doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting paid to be there, but it isn't worth ending a season over it. Bruce Barnum is with us. When do you have the most fun as a coach? Is it game day? Is it calling a game? Is it practice? When's the most fun for you?
Practice, number one, and then the chess match on game day. You know, I call the offense now, John. That chess match I love. You know what I mean? That is, you know, what kept me in the game, you know, able to score points, and that part's fun. But those two things, I love. That keeps you going. That makes it not a job.
You got some high praise from Jonathan Smith at Oregon State. I believe it was last week. I asked him about scouting Hawaii. He had seen your game against Hawaii, especially in the second half, and really complimented you on sort of the adjustments in that chess match in particular. He said he really notices that when he's watching film. He's always looking for the play caller and the adjustment. Do you do that when you're watching film? Are you watching what are they trying to do? What's the counter?
Oh, yeah.
What are you looking for?
Oh, yeah. You start, everybody usually has, you know, offensively a top 10 or elite eight, or I know somebody that put 25 to get starters once. I don't know how you call that many without getting off the chart, but it's a chart. You make up those plays, and you only come off it on third down. That's the only thing that'll take you off it, because you want to see formations. You want to see if they're doing what you saw on film, et cetera, et cetera. Then you adjust through the first half. The good ones adjust through the first half. The ones that I think you can always beat are the ones that wait till halftime to make their adjustments. But those first drives after halftime, I like watching as well, because you know what the team has done to them, and now what are they doing, like you said, to counter it? You know what I mean? And I talked to Mihalcek. Well, I don't know if I should say that. Jimmy and I got back and forth during the week.
Yeah.
You know, just on Hawaii, on what we saw, and you know, that's another part of it that comes in. So I watched that game. I was curious about that game. They did well. Smitty did well down, or they came to Smitty's place. But there's a lot of that. But, you know, that's a fun part of the game, I think.
I think they lost focus a little bit, too, though, at different points of the game. And I know that's probably hard to do when you're winning by multiple scores, but, you know, to treat it like it's urgent when it's not. But
right.
But liked what they did. I'm excited to see you guys. We're going to get out and see a game as well. I know the kids at the BFT Foundation are all excited about seeing one of your home games. I think we're targeting one of the games. I don't know which one it is, but later in the season, I'm talking to your ticket guy. But for people who heard Bruce Barnum on this show, all you have to do is go to the Beer Garden at Hillsborough Stadium on Saturday, 2:00 kickoff against Western Oregon. And tell them I heard Barney on the BFT. Beers on Bruce Barnum. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Hey, also on that BFT, when they bring the kids out, John, I was thinking, let's keep in touch on that, because after the game, you know, I give them a post game. I think it'd be cool for the kids to eat with the team. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Yeah, the kids would love it. They would absolutely love it. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach. Guys, that's a big offer. Bruce Barnum's offering beers if you want to go to the games. Listeners, rally around it. Go see a college football game. Stony Brook, Idaho, 2:00 kickoff, Hillsborough Stadium. I was looking at tickets, by the way, to see, like, you know, what does it cost to get into that thing? And as I look at the ticket packages, you can sit 50-yard line for this game. You can get in. The general public tickets are $10. Kids, 8th grade and younger, $3.50 to get into the game. There's no excuse. Bruce Barnum's buying the beer on Saturday. He says, you go to the Beer Garden, tell him I heard Barney on the BFT, or something close to that will be fine, and you got free beer all game long.
That's incredible, man.
You going to the game?
Man, I wish, you know, if they'd put me on weekends or weekdays where I belong, I'd be there. But I'm holding it down here at the station. But that's a fantastic deal. And the games are already so affordable. Again, if I didn't have the weekend show, I would buy season tickets, because it's right up my alley. It's supporting my my alma mater. And I have a feeling Barney might regret that offer, man. That offer. It's an army. They might show up.
Hey, John, I just had a caller call in. My boy Sean, he's rounding up a crew, he said. And they're going. They're going, man.
It.
It's already working.
I love it. We got to get the word out. I'm going to put it on Oregon Live. I tweeted it. Retweet me. Let's get some people some free beer. Let's get Bruce Barnum some people in Portland State, some people in the stands. May, you know, it's, here's the other thing. Like, look, we talk a lot about.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.